Praise the Lord. Been good to be in the house of the Lord tonight, hasn't it? Amen. On Wednesday night, we've been looking into Hebrews chapter 11, making it into the hall of faith. And I trust that that is your desire. Oh, what names, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph, and we can go clear from Moses to Joshua and all of those. And we've looked at several of those as examples. But here, verse 6, I believe, is the theme of the whole chapter. And once again, if you would read this with me, and right before you do, having memorized this years ago, I find this verse comes to me a lot of times in prayer. When I'm praying, this verse comes to me. And could we read this together? But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. If you have faith, you'll seek him. Amen. Let's bow our hearts for prayer. Father, once again, as we look into your word, increase our faith. Lord, I feel like the cry of so many is, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. And do that through your word, Lord, as you said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Bless your people, Lord, tonight through the preaching and teaching of the word. Amen. Tonight we're going to look at this theme. Faith says yes. Faith says yes. I hope you're already understanding as we go through this faith chapter that so much of what is taught and preached about faith today is not the faith that you see in the Bible. And one of those things I want you to see tonight is faith says yes. We're going to look at the example of Abraham tonight. And I will read these verses, but these are the verses we'll be looking at in the example of faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. These all died in faith, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they had come out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Abraham. I don't know if he'll remember this or not, but years and years and years ago, Mike Dearth was talking to me, and he said, you know, you read about those people in Scripture, and folks start thinking they were some superheroes larger than life. He said, like Abraham. People think, you know, Abraham, this fellow that when you saw him, you just say, man, that's a powerful man. But he said he was probably a shriveled up old man, that if he was in the nursing home, you couldn't pick him out from anybody else. You remember saying that, brother? Probably. He said, if it's going to be good, probably, yeah. Shriveled up. Did you know he was right? He was a shriveled up old man. Look at this verse here. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead. Think about that. One thing I know, if he was in the nursing home, they would have also needed a baby nursery. Because God, because this man believed, gave him a child when he was as good as dead. Isn't that what the scripture says? And therefore he is called the shriveled up. You remember last week I took time to stress that we think of these in the hall of faith as some superheroes, but they were people just like us. They just chose to believe. And here Abraham is, a shriveled up old man, and yet he becomes known as the father of faith. The father of faith. Why? Because Abraham said yes. God called him to go out, and Abraham said yes. He obeyed. It says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for inheritance, he obeyed. God said, go. Abraham said, yes. You see, we're seeing something here. Faith is saying yes to God's word. I told you this is different than what's generally being taught, but this is faith. You believe God when you say yes to his word. That's true faith, saying yes to God's word. This is why Abraham can be called the father of faith. He said yes. You see, we can see from what I'm stressing here that faith is not a force, as is taught. Faith isn't a force that Abraham harnessed. Faith was Abraham's willingness to obey the word of God. I want to make this statement. I didn't put it on the slides, but I want to make it. Contrary to what's being taught today, faith isn't magic. Faith is a made-up mind to obey God. I'm going to say it again. Faith isn't some kind of magic. Faith is a made-up mind to do what God says. It's a mindset on doing what God has said. And therefore, and I'm not going to stress it now, but therefore faith and faithfulness are inseparable. You say, how much faith do I have? I ask the question, how faithful are you? That's how much faith you have. Think about that. How much faith do I have? How faithful you are. And you may think I'm talking primarily about church attendance. That's some of it. But I'm talking about being faithful to what you know is true. Faithful to God. Faithful to his word. Faithful to his will. Abraham had faith. He said yes. We're going to look at these scriptures in the way Abraham showed his faith by saying yes. First of all, he showed his faith in his departure. In his departure. Look at the verse again. He was called to go out to a place which he should have to receive for inheritance, and he obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. Literally, when I read this literally from the text, it says, by faith being called out, Abraham obeyed. By faith, Abraham obeyed. And you know this word obey here comes from the root hear. He heard. He heard what God was saying. You know, faith starts right there by hearing what God is saying. I dealt with this a little bit in our young married class, but look at what this scripture says here. Abraham, when he's called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for inheritance, he obeyed and he went out not knowing whether he went. Now, we got to get this or we'll miss the whole message tonight. So many, when they read this passage, they romanticize it to think that God's call is always a call to ministry. It's a call to leave your home. It's a call to leave your church and go out and do a work for God. That's not what this call was about. You know what this call literally was? This was a call to leave the world. You see, this was a pagan city, an idolatrous city, given to all kinds of wickedness. And he was being called out, not to a ministry. He was being called out of the world to live a separated life. Talk to me about faith, and I want to talk to you about Abraham, that believed God when God said, leave this world and live differently. That's what faith is. I shared this in Sunday school. It's been years since I shared it, but Brother Clendenin, one time I heard him on tape. He was sharing about a young man from his church came to him really excited. He said, oh, Brother Clendenin, God's called me to preach. Brother Clendenin looked at him and said, no, he ain't. Oh, Brother Clendenin, he has. He's called me to preach. No, he hadn't, son. He ain't called you to preach. Pastor, how can you tell me he hasn't called me to preach? Because he hasn't been able to call you to prayer meeting yet. And, you know, people want to romanticize this. God's called me to a great ministry. God's called me to great work. And God does call people to ministry, but that's not what this is talking about here. God called Abraham to come out and to be separate. And I'm telling you, that's the faith that God is pleased with. The call of God is first and foremost for one to come out of the world and live a different life than those around him, a life that pleases him. You see, Abraham was called out of Ur, by the way, that's in modern day Iraq, but he was called out of that culture. He was called out of that way of living. I really believe this. I believe if we really believe God, we'll hear the call to come out. Here's the way Paul put it. Wherefore, come ye out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I'll be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty. And I'm not on the soapbox. I really believe this is the word of God. We have folks talking about faith today, and they have the same values of the world. They sin the same sins. They act like the world. They cuss like the world. They watch the same movies, and they want to talk about faith, faith, faith. But listen, if you're going to talk about faith, amen, have the Abraham kind of faith that when God says, you come out from among that world and be separate, if you really got faith, you'll heed that call. You'll say, I believe you, God. I'll say yes to that, God. He showed faith by his departure. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out to a place, he went. He didn't know where it was he was going. I want us to get this. And again, I'm contrasting with the modern presentation of faith. Faith isn't getting God to say yes to our wishes. It's our saying yes to his word to us. See, there's a lot of preaching that, you know, if you got a lot of faith, you'll get God to say yes to your request, and God will say yes to your desires, and God will say yes to your prayers. Look, real faith isn't getting God to say yes. Real faith is us, our saying yes to him. Amen. Faith isn't getting God to do what we want to do. Faith is our doing what God wants us to do. You know, God called Abraham, and by faith, God saw Abraham do what he wanted him to. Since Abraham believed God, he did what God wanted him to do. And I want to say this. Many show how little faith they have in God by their not leaving the world. You say, how does not leaving the world show a lack of faith? Because you've never really believed you can be fulfilled in God. You think you still have to have the world. You never believe that God can meet your deepest needs. You still think it's out there. You never believe that you can be happy serving God. You think that happiness is out there. I'm telling you, when you believe God, you'll wave goodbye to the world right off. And you know, some people say, well, you know, Abraham, he was just living in a backwaters town of Ur. I want you to know, Ur was the premier city of that time. It was civilized, had irrigation, had education, had libraries, had beauty, had gardens. I mean, it was a wonderful place to live, but it was a wicked place. He went out. He traded all that for the unknown to please God. He didn't know what he was going to face. By the way, this is something that's left of the city of Ur. There's not much left. This is probably an ascent into some kind of temple mount. I'm not sure here. But I just want to show you, even though it was over 4,000 years ago, it was an advanced city. Secondly, Abraham showed his faith in his direction. Not only his departure, but his direction. He went out to a place. He said, I have to receive for inheritance. And he obeyed. He went out. He went. He had a direction. God pointed out of Ur and said to Abraham, go that way. And Abraham believed and headed that direction. The direction God pointed, the direction Abraham took, led him away from Ur. And I really believe this. If one is following the direction God points out, it will always lead him away from the world. I really believe that. You see, I'm following God. Well, that's evident. If you're following God, it'll lead away from this world. Abraham didn't know what was ahead, but he knew it was the direction God told him to go. He was headed away from Ur. He was headed away from the world. Did you know the direction we're headed reveals what we're after? If you're headed towards Ur, you're after Ur. If you're headed towards the world, you're after the world. What we're headed towards, the direction of our life, is what we're after. And I think the question tonight is, am I headed the right way? And the only right direction, the only right way, is the one that we're following what God has spoke to our heart. You know, there's a way I use of trying to be kind. You know, I've seen people, and listen, and I'm sure you have too, you used to hear them testify how they believe this way, okay? You've seen him cry and weep and say, God spoke this to me and I believe this and this is the way. And then a few years later, they're still professing the name of Christ, but they're living completely different. And they're living with no demarcation from the world. And I have a kind way of saying that. I don't say, well, they went liberal or they gave up on God. I say they went a new direction. Do you know a lot of folks who went a new direction? And if the new direction is right, why is it that the new direction is headed back to her and not away from it? Right? And I think that's the question. Abraham's faith had faith because he took the direction God pointed out. That's the way that he went. Then thirdly, he showed his faith in his deportment. The deportment is the way we live, the way we handle ourselves and carry ourselves. He showed that in his deportment. Verse 9, my faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. He lived in tents. Now I want to tell you, there were houses in the land Abraham was sojourned in. There were houses there. And Abraham could have afforded a house. I mean, read the scripture. Abraham was a wealthy man. He could have afforded a house in the land of Canaan where he was sojourning. But instead, he lived in tents. I don't know if you think that is a very comfortable thing. Let me just tie this together. Going a different direction, he lived a different life. That's the way it is. When we go a different direction, we'll live a different life. But if you think a tent's comfortable, they live much the same way even today in that area. His tent would have looked something like that. There's some modern materials there and thing. But there, that's what Abraham's tent. He could have afforded a house. He could have bought a house. You said, well, he had sheep. He had the money to hire the servants. Why was he living in a tent when there were houses available? Because he lived different than the culture around him. He refused to merge and meld and become like the societies around him. He lived differently. He was a pilgrim, we're going to find out. When we are living in harmony with this world, its fashions, its values, its pursuits, we're living in harmony with its interests, we're not living by faith. To live by faith is to live differently, to deport ourselves differently from this world. Amen. The only thing Abraham bought there in the land of Canaan, the only thing he bought was a sepulcher, was a gravesite for first his wife. That's the only thing he possessed in that culture. He refused to put his roots down in Canaan, even though God had promised him the land. He lived differently because he believed the promises of God. You know, people who really live like the world, they don't have much faith in God's promise. And what was that promise? Let's look at that. He showed his faith in his destiny. You see, the reason he lived differently, went a different direction, departed Ur, is because he believed in a different destiny. He looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He lived like a pilgrim because he was a pilgrim. That should be ringing something in our hearts. We're to live like pilgrims because we are pilgrims. You see, Abraham was in Canaan, but he was not of Canaan. Amen? How many knows we are in this world? But if we have faith, we're not of this world. What is our faith? Our faith is, this world is not my home. I've got a different destiny. I've got a different place that I'm going. Here's a pilgrim here, a modern day pilgrim. You can tell by looking at him. He's a pilgrim. He lived like a pilgrim. Why? One day, all of that would be his after it had been purged. You say, wait a minute. God gave him the land. Why didn't he build him a house? Why did he keep living in a tent? Because God gave him the land, yes, but it really wasn't going to be possessed by him until God had purged the land of its evil. I want you to know right now, we're in this world, but we're not of this world, but I want you to know something. If we'll live for God, our faith is one day God's going to purge this earth and give it to his people to rule and reign. I'd a lot rather have the world after God purged it than before. Amen. God's going to purge it. Amen. He believed that God would one day give him the land. This world will one day be ours if we'll live in it as pilgrims now. His ultimate destination was far beyond any house, however nice, that the idolaters in the land around him lived. Abraham could have moved one of those Canaanites out, moved into their house. Abraham had the money. He could have built a house. But he believed his destiny was a house that God built. He looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker was God. And you know, some of the scholars, they get in this argument, and they say, well, was Abraham, what was he really looking for? Was when God would build a city there in Canaan. And was Abraham looking forward to that Jerusalem where the temple was and where David would live and all that? And that may well be. But I believe, being a man of faith, that Abraham recognized right off that whatever city God would build in Canaan, Jerusalem, would only be a prefigurement of an eternal city whose foundation, whose builder and maker of God. You see, Abraham was a man of faith because he believed that there was a place that God was the carpenter, God was the architect, there was a place to dwell eternally in the abode of God. And that's why I say so often, and we must not forget, we are headed somewhere. That's why we don't get bogged down in this world. That's why we don't become a part of it. That's why we refuse to merge and meld with this. Our faith is, this world is not our home. We're just a passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Wouldn't you rather have that world? You know, we used to sing and people would shout, I'm looking for a city where we'll never die. Folks, today they're not looking for anything more than the next ball game, the next pleasure thing that comes out in the world, the next fashion. But I tell you, it ought not to be that way with the people of God. We ought to have a faith that tells us we're going somewhere. There's something beyond this life. And it ought to be in our hearts, as it was in Abraham's heart by faith. I'm looking for a city where we'll never die. There the sated millions never say goodbye. There we'll meet our loved ones and our Savior too. Come, O Holy Spirit, and all our hopes renew. I'm telling you, that's faith, to believe in your destiny of being in heaven. Hallelujah. We're headed somewhere. Oh, praise the Lord. Peter said, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul. If you're really a pilgrim, if you're really headed somewhere, abstain from fleshly lust. Abstain from fleshly lust. The things of this world are designed to stir up our lust as people, as humans. But since we have faith, we say, I'm a pilgrim. I say no to the world lust because I'm drawn by heaven. Hallelujah. And then in these scriptures, we have a summary of Abraham and his Isaac and Jacob, the patriarchs' example. Here's a summary. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. Now, make no mistake, they made it to the place. They just didn't make it in that life. Because remember, in the New Testament, remember Lazarus, where was he at? In Abraham's bosom. It was the place of bliss and the place of joy. But why did they have faith? Because they were people who saw their destiny and believed in it. They saw it. Even though it was afar off, even though they never made it in this life, they saw it and they believed in their destiny and were persuaded of them, and they embraced those promises. And here it's talking about departure, because the only way that Abraham could embrace the promise of Canaan was to leave Ur. How many knows that's the way it is? The only way to embrace heaven is to leave this world and confess that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. That was their deportment. That was their lifestyle. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a direction or seek a country. Their direction is clear. By faith, you can tell what direction they're headed. And truly, if they'd been mindful of that country from which they'd come out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. Their faith led into a departure from this world. Let me say, how true is this scripture? Think about it just a minute. I'm about done. Think how true this scripture is. If they'd been mindful, if they kept thinking about Ur and kept thinking about the country. Later on, if the Israelites had kept thinking of Egypt, kept thinking, and they did. Remember the Israelites? They started thinking about the melons and the leeks and the young. Amen. He said if they had kept thinking of the country from which they came out, they had found opportunity to have returned. You know why some folks Christians end up back in the world? Because they start being mindful of the country from which they came out. I'm telling you what faith does. It refuses to be mindful of the country from which God has brought us. Faith is only mindful of the country to which He's taken us. Hallelujah. I want the Abraham kind of faith, don't you? But now they desire a better country that is a heavenly. You can tell it in their direction. Wherefore God's not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. People pray over their food in the restaurant and blush, kind of embarrassed. I'm telling you, it ought to be a goal of every Christian to live in such a way that God is not ashamed of them. God is not ashamed. Why? He hath prepared for them a city. Someone brought it up at the Senior Saints Breakfast. One of the most, probably the second bestseller ever. Does anyone know what the second bestseller ever is? Pilgrim's Progress. And that's a great story. If you haven't read it, it's good to reread. But he was on a pilgrimage from the city of destruction to the celestial city. And he had to go through a lot to get there. The Slough of Despond and the Delectable Mountains. But you know why that so resonated? And by the way, John Bunyan wrote that from prison, incarcerated for it. You know why that resonates? That book has resonated through the centuries since 16, whatever it was, 70-something. What's resonated? It's because every true believer recognizes he is a pilgrim. And I tell you what faith does. Life gets mundane. Life gets dark. But the true believer keeps walking this direction because he believes in his destiny. Satan comes and tempts. The true believer, he keeps walking. Never changes direction. Keeps walking away from the city of destruction, keeps walking away from Ur. Why? Because he's got faith in God. He's got faith that God will take him where God said he'll take him. Amen. I want to be a pilgrim. Amen. I'm not talking about the ones at Plymouth Rock. I'm talking about the one that's on a journey. Amen. And I'll tell you what, he made it. In the story, he made it to the celestial city. And we can too. You say, well, how can heaven be so attractive when things are so tough now? That's where faith comes in. In fact, it said, Abraham, I just read it to you. In this life, he never saw it, but his faith never wavered because he saw it afar off and he embraced it and said, I'm going to believe it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want the faith of Abraham. Would you come, music? Let's stand tonight. Father, thank you for these examples that we have. Thank you, Lord. God, may there be a stirring in our hearts once again that would say this world is not our home. God, you know, as we pray so often, those that are beginning to slip and turn, attracted by this world, God, arrest their attention with your fresh moving of your spirit, and Lord, increase their faith to believe that your ways are right, your word is true, and help us, Lord, to have a faith that says yes to your word, to live as you'd have us live, to be what you'd have us be, and God, one day to spend eternity with you. Thank you for your people tonight. Bless them in Jesus' name. In this context, if you feel like this, would you come and pray and say, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Would you like to do that tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give me the faith of Abraham. Give me the faith of Abraham. Hallelujah. Oh, what direction? What direction are you headed? Your direction reveals what you're after. Is it her? Is it the land of promise? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.